This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There's new guidance from the CDC about how you can go about your life once you're fully vaccinated against COVID-19, but it leaves out some things, says our Sagar Magani.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the masks can finally come off.
Fully vaccinated people can visit with other fully vaccinated people indoors without wearing a mask or physical distancing.
Outside, though, the mask should stay on, even for those fully vaccinated.
We're still waiting for data to emerge about whether they could transmit that virus.
The CDC guidance did not specifically address whether those who are fully vaccinated should go to restaurants or other places. It also did not change a recommendation that discourages unnecessary travel. Sagar Magani, Washington.
That $1,400 check many Americans will get from President Biden's COVID relief package could be approved today in the House and sent to the president for his signature. The AP's Julie Walker.
It includes billions for vaccines, $1,400 stimulus checks for many Americans, money to feed the hungry, open schools, help small businesses and struggling restaurants, among other things. I'm Julie Walker.
No reaction from Buckingham Palace yet to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's bombshell interview with Oprah. Meghan says she faced racism and at one point wanted to kill herself. Harry said he was trapped in the royal system. The British are reacting to the interview.
I think it's a shame that they did it. I think it is very personal what they've talked about. Any family would be upset about that.
There's a real sort of groundswell of kindness towards them and empathy.
The body of a New Jersey man who disappeared during last month's massive snowstorm has been found buried in snow outside his parents' home. Andrew Fraioli was 40 years old. This is AP News. New York's Attorney General has named a team that will investigate Governor Andrew Cuomo. AP correspondent Mike Rossia reports.
New York Attorney General Letitia James has appointed a former federal prosecutor and an employment attorney to investigate allegations of sexual harassment against Governor Andrew Cuomo. James has tabbed June Kim, who was acting U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, and employment attorney Ann Clark to conduct the probe. Several women, including three former staff members, have accused Cuomo of making inappropriate comments and, in some cases, giving them uncomfortable hugs or unwanted kisses. Cuomo has denied touching anyone inappropriately. On Sunday, Cuomo said he does not intend to resign. I'm Mike Gracia.
Jury selection now expected to begin today, a day later than scheduled, in the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer charged in George Floyd's death. Prosecutors are trying to add a charge against him. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.